Matthew 7:7, I'll kind of be giving to you. I'm not laughing.
Welcome, guys. You're now locked into another episode of The Centre Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mila and Sophia.
And yours, Tiwa.
Hello.
Hi.
Just in case.
I know.
We're here.
We left you guys. We're sorry. Life's been lifing, isn't it?
It is what it is. We go again.
We're back. Life was just lifing. We're back.
Has it really been lifing?
I mean, it's just...
You've been busy.
Yeah, so it's not like... Life is lifing.
I haven't.
You have been busy. We just haven't had, like, a schedule that works well for both of us in terms of recording. We did try in October. I promise you, we did try. Mentally, we booked something, but we just weren't able to execute it. Execute? I can't speak. Yeah. So we did try. Life just been lifing. Got busy with work. Traveling. We're back playing. Yeah.
We're back what?
Playing basketball season. Oh, that's playing. A lot as well. Training, basically training 2 times a week. Then we got games weekends. It's a lot.
It's a lot. But it's a blessing regardless.
Yeah, we're not complaining as it being a bad thing. We're just telling you why we haven't recorded. So it's not been a bad thing. We've just been...
But cool.
Yeah, we're back now. And that's just all it is.
Getting straight into it. Yeah. Fun facts and our riddles. Yeah. I don't know if you
I can't remember. I tried to. So I'm hoping the riddle I've got isn't one that I've said. But if it is, yeah, I apologise.
Well, my fun fact is movie trailers were originally shown after the movie, which is why they're called trailers. So the little 20 minutes you get in the movie in the beginning that show you the trailers, they actually used to be shown after. And do you know why shows are called pilots? Like the first show?
No.
Because it's the first time it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you watch a TV series, some of them are called pilots because it's the first time it is.
Yeah, I get it. Makes sense. My riddle, I'm hoping I haven't said this one, but if I have, I apologize. You get what you get for today. What can make the octopus laugh?
Is that a riddle or a joke?
A bit of both. I think it's a bit of both. Yeah. Yeah. That's literally it.
I don't know if I've told you this joke. I'm telling everyone this joke. The Mexican joke. Have I told you?
Go on.
Have I told you?
I think you have.
This is my go-to joke now, and I've had very good reception from this joke.
All right.
What do you call 2 Mexicans playing basketball?
I don't think you've told me. You have, but I can't remember what it's called. Go on.
So, T, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've just been working. Yeah, I think that's me, to be fair. Working for basketball.
Have you told the manager?
Yeah. Okay. I think I have. Yeah. We started it. It's been a lot, but it's more welcoming to say, because there's just more of me there.
Mm.
Whereas before it wasn't more of me, it was more that's all right. It was more just less of me in the school I was at before.
Less of you as in?
Yeah, just people I could speak to. So the school I was at before, during my free period, I would go and hide in the classroom, I just don't want to talk to people, everyone leave me alone. Yeah. But whereas the school I'm at now is more better reception, a lot younger teachers in terms of just around my age, we're all in the same, just working through things, and we just all kind of just get along, if that makes sense. And it's just nicer. You won't see me hiding in my free period.
You know what it is, speaking of hiding, at work I'm very antisocial. So yeah. It's if I've ordered food, I'm sitting in my car eating the food. I'm not sitting in the staff room. The only time I'm going to the staff room is if I've more time, brought in food, I've warmed it up, I've got my AirPods in, and I'm just eating. And that's 30 minutes before I do my daily meeting. I'm not sticking around unless I need to. And then after that, I'm rushing home, so I don't talk to anyone.
Mm.
And obviously that's me, because it's like you said, in the old school, you didn't even have anyone to talk to. This new school, you have more younger ones. In my workplace, I'm probably one of the youngest ones there. Like, everyone is, you know, mature. There's a lot of mature nurses in where I work. So it's like, we don't, there's not nothing really much for us to talk about. And then more time, if I stick around, you're going to ask me to do stuff. So I'd rather just go as soon as I can.
Yeah.
And then know that I'm probably the last resort because I'm gone.
Yeah.
But then obviously I was speaking to Chai's mum and then she was like, although obviously, you know, understandably, but it's also good to talk.
Build
to
a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're networking.
Yeah.
She was like, if she then needs something done quickly, she knows that she's built a relationship with someone that's going to help her straight away.
No, yeah. Because
obviously, if within my team, cool, they know me and everything. But in other teams, like you need someone from other teams. Yeah. I don't know anyone from other teams. Yeah. So if I need a favor or I need help with a patient here or there or something like that, I have no one really to call or communicate or ask them, oh, can you do this for me quickly? Because it's like, I haven't built a relationship with that mate, obviously, and it's more time. It's with my job, it's not really a too much thing because I just have to send a referral. But if you know them, be like, can you pick up this referral as soon as you can? Like, can you pump this up?
Yeah.
I can't really do that with a lot of people because I haven't built that rapport with people, and I don't know. And that's obviously a good thing to do. Then I just don't have it in me. I don't have the energy.
Do you know what it is? I feel like because we're in two different jobs, like. I was speaking to someone, I don't know why. I think you're Tia. She's like, I thought you were a nurse. I was like, we have two different job roles. Mm-hmm. I said, the only reason why you would get me speaking to a lot more people now, it's not by choice. It's just because the school I'm at is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Like, a lot bigger. So, like, where it comes to behavior, this and that, I kind of just have to speak so we have an understanding. Everyone's on the same page, build that relationship where it's like the old school is that you had two class on at once. This new school, I have five classes on at once. So it's like we have to build. And then like, cause of my role now, when students are being naughty, they get parked in my room. So it's just like, they need to communicate with me to get parked in my room, all that. And then in terms of building a relationship, if I didn't build the relationship I did when I was training, I wouldn't have the job I have now.
No,
do you see what I'm saying? And like, everyone has this thing. Apparently, I intend to speak to the right people. Mm. I wouldn't just speak to anyone, I promise you. I don't know why, but I build relationship with the people I feel like I need to. And they've worked in my favor. Like, I was speaking to Rika one time. She was like, you know, all the people you've built, like, especially older lot that you've built relationship with, they've all helped you in certain way in your life. And then we just broke it down and like, she makes sense. Even like with my old PE teacher now, she's out in Brazil doing what she's doing, working and stuff. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have done a lot of things. I wouldn't have been introduced to basketball. I wouldn't have like just done what I've done. I wouldn't have gone for my dissertation. She read a lot of stuff for me. Like just, and that's because I built that relationship with her from young. She wouldn't have even got me into the school for the training and stuff. So I do get, I just think it depends on your job. If I was at a job, for example, gym job, I don't need to build a relationship with no one. I don't chat to no one. I go and do the job I need to do. I speak to the customer, I need to speak about my business.
You're still good to obviously, because then if you need a shift covered.
I know the people I'm going to, but that's the people we go way back.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you don't build a relationship with people, they'll be like, I don't really talk to you. I'm not really going to...
I'm casual. I just tell you I don't want the shift. I give you 24... I have to give 24 or 48 hours.
I'm talking in the sense of your working then.
Yeah. But I give 24 to 48 hours and I'm like...
I'm talking in the sense that it's permanent, innit? Like, definitely building rapport with your colleagues. But still having boundaries.
I think
that's the problem. I feel like... a lot of people don't really respect your boundaries. So when you put in boundaries, they're probably come because like.
Can you give an example?
So like, let's say, when I'm at work, it's more so I don't really want to talk about my private life. Like I don't know you from Adam really. Speak about my private life.
You don't like sharing,
But some people they like to overshare. Like there is no boundaries.
Sorry to cut you off, but do you think they overshare for a reason? Because they just feel like they're the closest person. Because obviously you don't know them. But like
if you go to work, oversharing with colleagues is a major when I say oversharing, like you know someone's whole life story, and if something's just we're just colleagues, I don't know.
I hear it, but do you think like to some perspective, like of course you don't know them outside, I'm just trying to write the thing, of course you don't know them outside work, but do you think like work is the closest thing to people they get to talk to?
Maybe depends. It depends what they have outside of school, but outside of work. But same way out in a sense, obviously where I'm going to is like when something goes left or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like just the other day, a colleague made a mistake. And obviously, if there is no boundaries, she's going to think, like, I'm just going to bring you in to help me fix this mistake, rather than it going through the right channels or something like that. She made a mistake, called me up, and she's like, oh, she saw a patient that I was supposed to see. And then she said, why didn't you call me when you went there? And I said, I don't have to call you.
Mm.
Like, you're the one that made the mistake. Is this got nothing to do with me?
Yeah.
But it's obviously, she thinks there's a relationship there. I've got, I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's hard to, some people are hard to respect the boundaries. But when you tell them, I need you to respect these boundaries, they start thinking you're rude.
Yeah, but how would you then go about it? It's like, because then it's not like they're, okay, for example, they're not asking about your life, but they're telling their life story. No, but I'm talking about
in general, just pushing boundaries as in they can, oh yeah, we're cool, let me give you this to do, or we're cool, let me get you doing extra work that you don't need to be doing.
Okay, that's a different kind of boundaries.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But that's them getting comfortable.
Exactly, when they get too comfortable, they're thinking, oh, Mills won't mind if I tell her to do this. Oh, Mills won't mind, oh, she's going to do this for me, instead of asking all the other people that are, do you know what I mean? But they don't ask me to do stuff because I've said no. So don't even bother asking. I don't know.
Would you say, like, you've built friendship out of, like, work colleague outside, like, at all? Yeah.
Not at all. I've gone, my first job at the hospital, once I left, I did end up meeting up once. No, I met up twice with some of the girls. Once, because some girls were leaving, second time was someone's birthday.
Yeah, I remember. I met
Gravity and stuff. That happened. Then this job, I've only gone out once with them, for a girl that was leaving, innit? And they had to literally drag me out. But in terms of friends, I have never made a friend at work.
Okay.
Never made, like, maybe when I used to work at Chelsea, I might have a couple of friends, but not like
friends that
people I meet up with, or like talk to every day. Never. When I keep work colleagues, I mean...
Yeah, but then this comes on to what I was actually trying to speak about today. Would you say you then keep colleagues, associate, friends, what's the other ones? All that little... Do you keep them in that, like category? So you're not that one that'll be like, you see your work colleague? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, like, when people say, oh, ain't that your friend? Yeah. Ain't that your friend? That's an acquaintance. Like, that's... For you to be my friend, like, there's to be... certain parts in life that I share with you, or something like that.
Would you say that though?
Or have shared with you?
Because then, if we're talking about like basketball, you intend to call a lot of people friends. Like you see, and like, so yeah,
teammates.
Cool.
Teammates. It's not some, but some, but some are my friends.
Yeah. I'm not just being that some are not, but I'm just saying.
Shared stuff with you in my life, as if we've gone out or we've done something together. Me to do that with you, you've gone past acquaintance far. Okay. The point is, we just met once or twice, or we're always around the same area.
Okay, so all right, let's break it down for people. Colleagues is straight work.
Work, yeah.
No talking off out work, apart from work. Acquaintance.
Acquaintance is, it's follow each other on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen each other face to face, said hi and bye. We've never actually had a full proper conversation, or we've never actually been just within a small group. It's always been a big event
that like you just see each other. Like the
fit, we know
like
each other.
Ashara's birthday, where everyone comes in and see each other.
There's some of them are my friends, just acquaintances. Okay, I know you cool. through the basketball community. I know you through, I've worked this job before and I've seen you there, or like we've seen each other and we're greeting each other out of respect.
Okay.
You're an acquaintance. And even then, we've had to have spoken a few times for you to get an acquaintance.
Okay, so then you've got, do you then have a bracket between acquaintance and friendship, or you go from acquaintance straight to friendship?
No, there's friends. There's
okay,
friends.
So okay, then what's just friends?
We've spoken, mm-hmm. had conversation. I've been around you. We've gone out, chilled, and even like, in smaller groups, when we've come a bit smaller, you've asked me for something. I've asked you for something that like, we can have that type of situation. Then we've got like the closer friends.
Okay.
The ones I speak to a bit more from day to day. The ones I know that I can rely on a little bit more for the littlest things and stuff like that. Then we've got family. And that includes...
That includes what? Go on.
Brenda. Yourself. But that's how I go. I don't like to use the different words that friends lightly. I don't know, because it's like, I don't know.
But people use friends lightly. Of course, to a certain point.
That could just be means friends. Like, we're just friends. Yeah. just know each other, friends. Of course, that can be added, but just personally for me, you just have to have done certain things or know certain things or whatever in my life for us to be like, yeah, that's my friend.
Cool. So it leads me to my next question. Do you feel like everyone should have a close friend? This is going off the
one?
Yeah, this is going off the conversation we had. Even though I did it as bants, you see when we're in DR, we had the conversation with Vanessa about her and her best friend, and she said why she didn't have one, and then we came back and then you tried to explain why you don't use the terminology best friends, mm-hmm. kind of thing. That bracket of things. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you should have just one per se? Doesn't outweigh like the other person or the other people in your life.
Obviously, that's what I said. It's like adding, when you're labeling stuff, when you use the word best friend,
mm-hmm.
technically this person is the best.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no one next.
Stop. Wait, hold on. Hold on. I've got definitions for you.
Wait, is this actual definitions or
you? I searched it up. No. I went on Google and I searched in what is the meaning of best friend? And best friend, Google said a person closest friend. And then someone that said, someone you can trust with your life who has seen the best and the worst of you and will be there whenever you need someone to talk to.
So technically, there can be more than one best friend.
Wait, there is a balance in the relationship between give and take. You feel it so in sync with them that you can comfortably share your innermost feelings and thoughts. Definition of best friend.
Yeah, no, I hear it, but the word
best. Milen has 20, just to let you know.
They even have one.
We're getting there, go on.
They even have one.
Okay.
Well, personally to me, obviously, okay. that's exactly what best friend is. Someone yeah. you can rely on. 24/7
yeah.
or at least 23/7. Like, you can have 1 hour to yourself.
yeah.
But obviously, some people can see it as the word best. For me to say you're my best friend, how many best friends can there be? But then, if that definition, there can be more than one best friend because there can be more than one person you can rely on.
Yeah, but
more than one person okay. that's seen you go through ups and downs. More than one person that you can.
Yeah, then you're doing too much because why are you sharing your life?
No, but you know, different stages in your life. The reason why I do believe you can have more than one best friend because I've gone through secondary school where you wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I've had someone that's gone through me and I've relied on and I've had good times.
Yeah.
Or we can have stages of best friends.
Yeah.
So I could have had this. Does someone?
What, I feel a crowd have, coming.
Just had a basketball game.
Yeah, game. Go on.
But then can someone?
Sorry, I have to sit like this because that cramp was coming.
My thought process, please.
Yeah, sorry.
Can someone lose their best friend status?
Yeah, you can to a fair. It's not like you go ahead to lose it. It's just where you grow apart or go different path. So you're not... We can't... The reason why I'm getting there is we can't get in that direction of thing is because we never said we weren't best friend anymore. We just grew apart and we kind of just knew as we got older.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if there are stages of best friend, technically, like, your previous best friend is not your best friend. So let's go through secondary school. I'm sure you're the best friend in secondary school.
Not that I can remember, but yeah, cool.
Whatever. But you've grown out apart. Are they still your best friend? Or, yeah? I don't know. But yeah, definitely, because, like I said, you go through different things in life and different things you're going to share with different people.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things, if I go through something, it might be you I'm sharing with, or if I go through something, it might be my sister I'm sharing with, or it might be someone else I'm sharing with. And then someone might relate. I know someone probably relates to something I've gone through. I don't know, actually, because that doesn't make them my best friend.
This is what I'm saying. There's
labels.
So, no, listen, I hear it, but my thing is, you can share different intimate part of your life with different people that are there at that time. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Me sharing, for example, Deborah, me and Deborah are quite close to a certain point. Me sharing something intimate with Deborah at the time that she just happened to be there doesn't then give Deborah best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. So it's a thing where, okay, cool. I hear where the definition is coming from. You can break that definition down and take it a different way. Mm-hmm. But if we're then talking, if that's the case, then I've got 50 best friends.
Because
I've shared and relayed and like done things with people, close people, where that was our bonding experience.
You tally up how many of them have you gone to the most?
Oh, doing the most. You're absolutely doing the most. You're absolutely doing the most.
If there is no one near you, and something happens, who's the first person?
Yeah, but it depends on what it is.
No, but like I said, if you've got a group of 10 people, yeah, no matter what, it's just something that's happened to you, is who are you picking up the phone to be like, this just happened? And I think that's when it's like, oh, this probably is someone I know. Because it's true, depending on who you call, but
yeah,
I feel like there's still some person, even if it's not the first, you're going to tell them.
This is what I'm saying. So in that aspect of things, I feel like it just depends on what it is per se. So like, at the moment, I can't say. So I think last thing that happened, I called you, not you, sorry. I called Owen, then I called you, then I called Deborah. So that was it. And there'll be a period of time I'll call you, then I'll call Owen. Then there'll be a period of time I'll call you, I'll call Owen. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's a thing where, like, it just depends on what happened. But in all, I would say, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just
sticky
go.
One. Sticky one. Hey.
Yeah, like.
You can have six best friends, have six best friends. That's good.
Then it's 50-50. Because then if you have, like, people that actually take them titles to.
To heart. Yeah.
And you break the. Vanessa not being my best friend still hurting me.
Vanessa. She told you, nope.
She said, I don't want you.
Nope. Get somebody else to do it.
Oh, wait. But no, jokes apart. But yeah, then she said she don't feel like she had one, which I then asked, why don't you? She feels like she just, which is exactly coming back to what you just asked, is she has a variety of people she calls and talks to, whatever, yeah, but she doesn't feel like she has that one person
that you get.
She goes to.
That's what I'm saying. I get stranded somewhere, I can call someone to come get me or call them in a situation, but I know, once all is done, I'm going to go back to one person and tell them everything that's happened. Yeah. Do you get it? No matter who I've called to help with that situation, one person, I'm going to
call. Everyone's going to.
At the end of the day, that's good. I'm at work, something's happened. I'm calling this one person or this one, two people. I'm calling. This just happened at work.
Yeah.
That just happened at work. Yeah. This just happened here. That just happened. And you won't believe this.
And if I don't tell you today, you find that at some point. But you walk into a room and then like, people be like, hey, that Milan's best friend. I say, who?
Yeah.
I say, yeah, she is. I didn't deny it. I say, she is. When was it? On Monday, you left early, yeah? And Chanel wasn't there. Training.
I didn't leave early.
You left to go get change, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Chanel wasn't there. So I was like, who's giving me a lift?
So where's your best friend?
Every single person said, where's your best friend? Yeah. I said, what's going on here?
Yeah, I was getting changed.
I just said, I was out here dismantling things. Oh my god, stop touching things, man.
So
come find us.
They will.
Yeah, so I was
we got comments.
So I was like, wait, what's going on here? And then the one person I walked up to him and I was like, can you drop me, please? He said, go ask your best friend. I said, ain't that your best friend as well?
No, but yeah.
I said, ain't that your best friend? I said, like, she looked at me and said, she would leave me alone. She said, leave me alone.
You can have more than one.
Yeah, just
because you go through different stages in life.
You do, but it just depends on, yeah. I guess, yeah, you're right. It depends on who's there at the time. Yeah. As I get older, boy. I said that I don't think I'm in the mood or the mindset to make new friends. It's no disrespect to people. It's a lot of energy and effort. It's just a lot. And it's not.
Who are speaking to?
It's not me being bad or bad mind.
But I don't. It's the idea of like even just having one or two. Everyone has different. Everyone has different things they need from you, but and if you have just so many people around you, it's like
it's overwhelming. Sometimes
they all come to you for something, and they're like, "I'm drained, man. I'm drained.
I think there was a period of
that's
week
why. That's why I probably just only have like four people in my life, and even then, you count for like five." You count for like five.
No, because you made me lose my train of thought.
Mom said, you can't remember, because you're about to start lying.
No, I know you say that all the time, but no, not the case at all.
Because you were lying.
Shut your mouth.
But yeah. Friends. Football friends.
Would you say you have a best friend?
Yeah. My best friend.
Don't know what all that
was. No, I feel like at this point, I might as well just say it, man.
You're shaming me. Oh, I don't think I'm ready.
I might as well say it.
I like when people claim us.
It's about us claiming it.
Yeah. We walk into someone's... I think today, in Moscow, we're training. I think when changing room is going to change. When I didn't acknowledge you, I was like, please, please. I walked in here, and one just walked up to me after. She said, you used to energy. Said... It works.
That's what I meant.
I said, apparently so.
But I feel like, why did I call you my best friend? I feel like we just do too much with each other.
We do and we don't.
Like, a lot of the things, major things in our lives, we travel.
Yeah. What else do we do?
No, but that's why you're my best friend, because we travel. I can't get rid of you because we travel.
If we didn't travel...
You got a podcast?
No, but alright, let's think about this. Let's move at different stages in life. So we're gonna break down our stages to see when we became this quote unquote best friend.
I think because we just started doing more things with
No, but think about it. Let's break it up.
That's literally
uni, there was three of us.
There still is.
With just a bit of but there still is.
There's three of us. Shout out Vanessa.
Yeah,
shout
there's three of us.
Imagine,
we went with that. There's three of us. We all did things. Not one, two. We all did things.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became two. Did more.
We went out.
No, but even before she went out, she took a year out of uni. We were second year that time. She was still around.
Yeah, but even then, we weren't like that close.
No, this is what I'm saying. So it was the thing where did that?
Because you stopped playing. So in the first year, we all played basketball.
Yeah.
So that's what kept us close to each other. That's what kept us like good friends. Then the second year, you stopped playing
basketball. I stopped playing, yeah.
And Vanessa went out. So like.
Vanessa just went to work. Yeah.
And it's like. But she still played with me.
So
we got there, but you just weren't around.
Yeah, like, but we still spoke even that period of that, when you and Vanessa played at Thunder and I played at TVC, we still did things.
To a certain extent. But not, I feel like we weren't as together as the first year because we saw each other a bit more.
Mm.
And then the final year, she went off to Manny.
Yeah. I didn't play, you didn't play. We didn't play together. Didn't
play, but then... 2019, that's when you travelled, no?
Yeah. 2019.
That's when we first started travelling. We went Amsterdam in
August.
That's it. Then you just became...
We said we got to do something small.
Became convenient. That's what I'm saying. When I say you're a convenient friend, as much as you've been there for a lot of things and vice versa, you are a convenient friend. If I need something to go and do, someone who doesn't really want to do too much. I don't want to do too much. Someone who just wants to be reserved more time. Someone I know that you can go out, have a decent amount of time that ain't going to be doing too much or too little. Like,
it's vibe. Yeah.
Someone I know I can rely on to travel. Convenience.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Obviously all the other bits are added on, but sometimes that friendship is just how convenient the friendship is.
If you put it like that, it's true, to be fair. But then there's like... Yeah, cool, I guess. Because I was thinking, what if we didn't travel, would we still be this close?
I couldn't tell you. Maybe we'd be close in a different kind of way. But once you've gone away and you're with, like, even though it's not that much, but when you're just around, I don't know. I couldn't tell you if we'd be this close.
Hmm.
But I'm saying, it's convenient. I gotta keep you around as much as you piss me off. Who am I gonna travel with? I gotta keep you around.
You piss me off more than you think. Every day I think, how can I get rid of you? Every day I think, I know. Unfortunately,
this is,
guys.
This is supposed to make me upset.
I'll put my application in right here.
Okay.
If you want to take a spot, please feel free to apply. But yeah, I guess convenient friends is where we're going with it. And we'll leave it at that because people.
I've said that so many times.
Yeah, I don't.
No, she's still your best. Convenient, man.
But everyone's so quick with it. Like, let me land.
What? We got a pod together. Convenient.
Let me land.
Travel convenient. convenience.
What else? Convenience.
Everything's convenient.
Yeah, I guess it is. It is that, like, if you have that friendship that's just, you know, you want to do something, want to do, and you just,
9 times out of 10.
Yeah, like, you don't have to think too hard. You don't feel like you're bothering them. You used to, but not anymore. It is what it is. You take it as I come. Like, that's just what it is. But this is why we're here. This is what I deal with on a daily basis. Something like that. Once a week, I'll say. Do you think your partner could end up being your best friend to a certain point?
And that's why I say there can be more than one best friend. Because if you think about it, your partner should be.
To a certain point,
it
yeah.
You should be able to be like, something just happened to me today. I messed up.
Yeah, that should be your go-to first person at this point.
Or even if they're not, even if I send a message to you and my partner, but I just know you still are gonna know.
Yeah, no, that's like.
You have to be able to just.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't like take off it. Like, they're at that phase. Like, that's my best friend. You will find out, but he might just find out before you.
100%.
He will find out, but she might just find out before you. Like, different situation give different people to find out at different times, but you will both end up finding out, and that's just what it is.
More than one best friend. That's what I believe, yes. But obviously, the second one is your partner. Because if that's the case, then eventually you will no longer be my best friend.
Yeah.
If you're only giving titles to one.
I mean, to be fair, I don't take offense to it. Like, if your partner, yeah, like, it is what it is. I'll just say, that's my soul tie. We don't do best friend here. That's my soul tie. We don't do best friend with partner.
Soulmate and friends.
Yeah, and I guess that's just what it is.
Do you build that friendship. Do you think I'm your soulmate and a friend? As a friend?
To a certain point.
Do you feel like someone else relates to you more? Can be. I wouldn't be a friend. Not honestly.
to a certain point. Like, I feel like what it is, so I've gotten really, really close to Oin of recent, like the last few years. But it's a thing where she knows you come first regardless.
No, but it's like, I say this not to like take anything away from you, but I think, let's say Brenda, me and Brenda are very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's certain things where I just see myself in Brenda.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's like, if we had met before, this would
be relationship,
thing,
yeah.
Different. But then obviously it's like the same way we're very similar in different things as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if you'd be my soulmate as a friend. But you are.
I'm not offended if it's Brenda.
You have more than one soulmate?
That's a good question, but as far as I know, you're meant to have one soulmate.
I don't think there is such a soulmate.
You're meant to have one soulmate.
I feel like you make your soulmate.
No,
you're... Because technically you're setting in every single time then.
Not really. You're so...
Oh my gosh, you should go watch Twin Flame on Netflix.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's about this couple. They're making people believe that this is your twin flame. You have to be this person. You have to be this person. And it ends up being like a cult type situation.
Oh.
It's a doc series. Actually quite decent.
I think about it, but
that's quite decent. And you start thinking, how do people get coerced into doing these such things?
But then
the idea of wanting to love someone and having
that companionship.
That idea of having a twin flame, a soulmate, after years of not having anyone. Right, that's why you have to live in your single life.
No, you do.
Love yourself.
But if Brenda was your, I'm not mad at it, because yeah.
You're too similar.
You are, I see it as well. I'm not offended, it's Brenda.
I couldn't give a shit if you were. I like these trousers. What have you seen this week, Tima? Oh, the last 6 months? In regards to God.
She said 6 months.
It's felt like 6 months.
It has. We came in hard in August just for us to go back. We're gonna finish the test strong. Mine's quite easy. It just says
picked up by Spotify anyway.
Amen. It just says you survive too many storms to be bothered by a raindrop.
You said that to me, innit? I feel like did I see it on
you probably
Instagram.
Saw it on it though as well. You survive too many storms to be bothered by a raindrop. And yeah, that's just what you gotta think about. How about you? What have you
that's
seen?
That's true. You survived too many storms. Oh, I even say God, anything that's motivated you to be
better. Yeah.
What
have you seen in the last
6 months?
6 months. that's spoken to you or touched you or motivated you. Yeah.
Dear God, as this new week approaches, I pray for protection and guidance. Protect my family and I from anything that may bring harm to us. Guide me, Lord, so that I may use discernment when making difficult decisions. Mm. I know that the week may hold challenges and disappointments, but help me to remember that your plans are greater than my plans.
Amen.
Draw me closer to you, Lord, so that I may walk in your will this week. In your mighty name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Just before we go, just something I forgot. How's your mental health been this week?
Oh, yeah.
This week, the last month, the last whatever.
Let's go for this week.
This week. Go on. Out of 10.
8.
8 means good.
Yeah. I can't fault. Life's been good lately. Honestly. Work's been okay. Outside of work, life's been good. Still days. But when is it?
Yeah. That's when good.
What about yourself?
This week. It's been... I feel like apart from work, which was like where I came back, I thought I'm going to finish work, go home this week. Oh, God. There was meetings upon meetings I didn't know I had. I came back to 200 emails.
Do you get paid for the extra time that you do?
I wish I did.
See, you see people like you.
I wish I did.
Let them keep me.
No, but I'm still training in it. So, like, I have to go to certain trainees. If not, I don't pass the year.
Okay.
You won't pass.
The other day, they've got this new program going in from work, innit? They're setting it up online. And they're doing meeting. They're doing training sessions. The training session was 2 to 3, 3 to 4, and 4 to 5.
Yeah.
2 to 3, I have my handover meeting. And then they ran over a little bit. I had to do something on the computer. I went upstairs about 3:15. I said, can I still join? She's like, oh, no, you've missed quite a bit of chunk. Come back at 4.
Yeah.
So I finish at 4. She's like, oh, no, but... this is important stuff. I said, it's going to be another training session.
What did she say?
She's like, oh yeah, just check online and book in.
Mm. Yeah, but with me, like, so I don't know if you don't know, I'll tell you quickly. So with teaching, when you finish your training year, you're still training for the first 2 years before you're fully qualified by yourself. Mm. So I'm only my second year. People think I've been teaching for 2 years. This is my second, like, full-time job. Like, yeah, cool, I'm at a higher level than most people would be, but this is my second year. I don't go into that training. I get marked as an attendance. That goes into one of my days off.
Can't lie.
They do madness, and I'll just, they're like,
for me that not,
and then you have like meet the tutors. I'm a year 7 tutor. I met 30 parents on Tuesday or Wednesday, and it's just all of this was not in my planner for before I broke up. So I was just there like, cool, like it's part of what we do. So like when we had open meeting on Saturday, I wasn't getting paid extra. You only get paid extra if you're doing like running, what's the called, interventions. If you're running intervention for year 11, you get paid extra. If you're not, then you're not getting paid.
If I'm working over the hours that I'm supposed to be working, I'm getting paid.
I guess it's with teaching, like, it's maybe that's, that week might be the last week I have for the next 3 weeks. So like I've got nothing going on for the next 3 weeks. That would be that 1 week. But
you can have me in till 7 and I finish at 4. That's fine. If you need me in, that's fine. You gonna pay me?
But, I said apart from that, if it wasn't for work, I'd probably say I've just been chilling, to be fair, like a 7 to 8. Like, nice. I'm just chilling, like,
nice.
It is what it is. Just, I guess Christmas is coming up, everyone's always in a good mood. Like, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, everyone, it's just that feel good season, in a way, that indoor feel good season.
Way for people to
but if you let them win, they will. Anyways,
fight against the polls. Don't say the riddle.
The riddle for today is something up.
What makes octopus giggle?
Look at you. What makes octopus laugh? You were close. I'll give it to you. What makes octopus laugh?
What makes an octopus laugh?
Yeah, you know what to do. Thanks. You know what to do. You can comment your answers, actually.
Comment
your answers. Yeah. Send us your own read. I liked when people used to send me riddles. I used to get a few riddles before. Mm-hmm. Can we start doing that again? Just send me your riddles and then we'll say it and we go from there. But yeah. With that being said.
Sure. Sorry.
Be back. This time. For good. With that being said.
It's been your host with the most. Me, Len Sophia.
And yours, Tiwa.
Love and guidance.
We out. Have a-